98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You know what time it is. Time to hit that hashtag. Hashtag Noleezy Mad. Hashtag NOLEEZYMAD on my Instagram page at Noleezy. You know, each and every day about this time, I'm mad about something. I am mad about something. And today's Noleezy Mad is being brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House tonight. It is going down. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, we all the way in the building. 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. Make sure y'all join us tonight from 10 p.m. to midnight. You know how $2 Fridays go at the White House. All right, today I am mad at these two people, Maureen D'Amico and Michael Johnson. I know you're probably sitting out there and you're probably wondering, who the hell is Maureen D'Amico and Michael Johnson? Well, they're two San Francisco police officers who framed a young black actor who was on the show I Love New York 2. He was framed back in 2007 for the murder of his own friend. Mm. His name is Jamal Truelove. Jamal Truelove was framed by these two police officers, actually went to prison for 6 years. Mm. He served 6 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. In 2015, he had a retrial of the murder trial. And in the retrial, it was found that these two police officers framed this young man and withheld evidence.
Wow.
He was then released. He was then released from prison after the retrial. He was acquitted and released. And, you know, record expunged and everything. And they said he can return to his acting career. But I'm saying, how do y'all kill this man's whole career? Mm. Frame this man for this murder of his own friend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Not only was he grieving the loss of his friend, but I get framed for murder.
I got to go to jail.
Prison. Prison. And I served 6 years. And every day I'm in there, I know that I'm innocent. Mm. Just because these two officers decided to frame me, they haven't discovered, you know, what was the vendetta that these two officers had against Jamal Truelove, who was on I Love New York 2, and is actually slated to be in a movie this June. Called really? The Last Black Man in San Francisco. Probably gonna be a straight to Netflix or DVD movie, but still, it's a movie though.
DVD being.
And they said, you know, he had a budding career until I gotta sit down and spend 6 years in prison behind a crime I did not commit.
No, sir.
Not even a crime, a murder of my own friend. It's crazy.
Did they find who did it, or did the officers kill his friend?
I didn't see that part in the story, but I did see this part. It is some good news to this. Uh-oh. How about Jamal Truelove sued the San Francisco Police Department and won?
How much?
$13 million. They gave him $2 million for every year he spent in prison. Ooh. So can I really be mad?
No.
Jamal said, there's no amount of money that can, you know, heal the time that I've been away from my family. But $13 million,
that's a lie.
I think I'll be all right.
That's a lie.
I think I'll be okay. 13 M's.
My record expunged and I'm rich now.
Okay. And I got some more movies and y'all gave me 13 M's. I might be all right. Hit the hashtag Noleezy Mad and see what else I've been mad about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.